Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one can mislead Him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim." And thus we have made you a wasat, a moderate community, that you may be witnesses over the people, and the messenger will be a witness over you. And we did not make the Qibla which you used to face, except that which we might make evident, who would follow the messenger from who would turn back on his heels. And indeed, it is difficult except for those whom Allah has guided. And never would Allah have caused you to lose your faith. Indeed, Allah is to the people kind and merciful. And that's from Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 143. When we look at that particular ayat, it's talking about the importance of being balanced and being moderate. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us instructions on how we are to be here on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the best of people, the best of people. You know, those are the best people of that time. You know, the wasatiyya. You know, linguistically, the word, it means the best, the middle, centered, balance, middle way or moderation, right way, middle of the way, honest and truthful, you know, just a balanced human being. And this is what we want to strive to be, brothers and sisters. This is who we want to be. As Muslims, we have to strive to be the best of these people. You know, people who don't follow excessive ways or excessive desires, but people who sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. You know, Allah says that the best among them, He says that, did I not tell you, why do you not say inshallah? So He talks about the best people. They use the word inshallah, if it is Allah's will. You know, because we know that everything is in Allah's control. We look at this pandemic, we look at all of the problems that we are having and all of the things that's going on. It says, okay, what are we to learn from this as human beings? You know, the Muslim knows that this trial that we're facing is a trial from Allah. And so we have to weather this trial, you know. And so many people have died, and specifically in America, 500,000 people have lost their lives to an illness, you know. And so we have to be of those to take this illness seriously. We have to be of those who are striving so that we can improve our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, you know, that those who are the devotees of Allah are the best, the devotees of Allah. They're the best people. And so that's what we have to look at, brothers and sisters. We want to be the best, you know, the best of mankind, the best of mankind, as I always say, not the beast of mankind, because man can basically have the ability or the nature to be able to rise above the angels and seek beneath the belly of a snake. So, you know, we have to be of those who are the best. You know, how do we accomplish this? How can we accomplish this best, brothers and sisters? These are some of the things we have to look at. Because again, Allah tells us, that those who are the devotees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the best. You know, so we want to learn how to accomplish this. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that the religion of Islam is easy, and whoever makes the religion a rigor or make it hard, it will overpower him. In other words, it will burn you out. So follow the middle course, brothers and sisters. Follow the middle course in worship. If you can do this, if you can't do this, rather, do something near to it. Do something near to it and give glad tidings and seek the help of Allah at morn and at dusk and some part of the night. In other words, you know, you'll see people. I walk down the street and I see people sleeping on the porch, sitting on the porch, see people just sort of gathering on the corners and just talking. But, you know, we're on the way to worship. And so if we're worshiping Allah, is that least important than the people who are just talking amongst themselves or just sitting on their porch and just, you know, basically spending time watching frivolous television or just doing unnecessary things? So we have to say, you know, how can we serve Allah to the best of our ability? You know, we have to be of those who avoid excesses. You know, we want to worship in the morn and at dusk, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and some part of the night. And that's from Bukhari. We must not be prone to excesses. We have to pace ourselves in acquiring knowledge so that it just doesn't become information. And as you know, a computer or a parrot, they can absorb information, but they can't worship. They can't worship for the most part. You know, they don't have free will. You know, and so these are some of the things that we have to look at. We don't just want to externalize our Islam. We don't just want to be check-off Muslims. You know, we don't want to just dress the part. We have to allow our deen to seep into our hearts, to seep into our marrow, brothers and sisters. This is how we want to be. You know, we want our deen to be actualized in our behaviors. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that he only came to improve character, to improve character. You know, so we want to be people of integrity. We want to be of those who are striving to be the best people that we can be, because we're human beings first, brothers and sisters. You know, we have to look at the fact of congruency. Congruency means that who you are on the inside is what others see on the outside. You know, you're consistent. And so we don't want to basically be actors as Muslims. You know, we want to be consistent, brothers and sisters. We have to avoid being overly religious and minimally spiritual. You know, we want to not just get into a whole level of religiosity. Religiosity is when you treat your faith like a checkoff, like a checkoff. Spirituality or ruhaniyat is when you are full with the deen. You know, when you try to practice the deen in all aspects of your life. One of the things Imam Jamil used to tell us is that there was no comparable word in English for deen. You know, deen again meant way of life. It means way of life. And so in Islam, we're not just practicing a religion, because when we look at, I always say religion and spirituality are two different things for the most part. Religion can be like the skeleton in the body, and spirituality is like the flesh on the skeleton. That's that which fills you up. That's what fills you out. And so we want to not just be religious. We don't just want to be spiritual. We want to be of those who have that, again, that congruency. Worshipping Allah, as Imam Shafi said, you know, to worship Allah as if you see him, although you don't see him. You know, so this is how we want to worship, specifically for the new Muslims. And I know it's going to take time for you to detox from all of the things and all of the lifestyle issues that you may have. But you want to travel on the path and not just go zigzag, not try to bring all of the bad habits into Islam, but allow the deen to purify you of the bad habits. Again, we don't want to just be check-off Muslims. The Prophet, peace be upon him, you know, he once asked a companion, is it true that you fast all day and that you stand in prayer all night? He asked that question, you know, and the companion replied that the report was indeed true. And what did the Prophet say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not do that. He said, observe the fast sometimes and also leave it in other times. In other words, don't just fast all the time. You know, you want to basically give your body rights. He says, stand up for prayer at night and also sleep at night. In other words, again, just be moderate in your deen. And he said also that your body has rights over you, your eyes have rights over you, and your wife has rights over you. You know, and so this is what we have to look at, be in balance in our deen. This again, this is a Sahih Bukhari hadith. And it's from volume 7, hadith 127. So look it up. You know, we have to be of those to practice our Islam in such a balanced way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, peace be upon him, you know, was a promoter of what healthcare professionals call self-care. That's what they call it today, self-care. He taught and displayed this in how he lived his life. Again, he wasn't a role model. He was a real model. He was an actual human being that Allah gave us to be able to show what we are to be about in regards to get the best in this world and the best in the hereafter. And so he asked us to learn also. One of the hadiths I love, he says that one learned worshiper is harder on the devil than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. One learned worshiper is harder on the devil than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. You know, just let that sink in. One learned worshiper is harder on the devil than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. And so, again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizing that, you know, there will be a level of ignorance in our community. And there will be a level of enlightenment also. And so we have to recognize that scholarship is something that's admirable in Islam, but all of us can't be scholars, you know? And so we have to work to not only attain as much knowledge as we can, you know, like they say in Islam, a scholar who one is one who has learned 40 hadith, you know? But again, that doesn't mean that you just learn 40 hadith and you can call yourself a great scholar. You know, many people, again, the brothers and sisters have traveled far and wide to gain knowledge. Many people went to, you know, Yemen, they went to Saudi Arabia, they went to parts of Africa, went to in Malaysia, different parts of the world, all over the world to gain some knowledge. And so we have to honor them and we have to protect them, brothers and sisters. Well, you know, let us honor them and protect them. You know, again, for those of us who are not scholars, you know, let us listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, do good deeds properly. Do good deeds properly. You know, you want to basically do good deeds, sincere and moderately. Always adopt the middle course. You know, always adopt the middle course, the regular course, whereby you reach your target. And what is the target, brothers and sisters? What is the target? It is paradise. It is Jannah. It is the garden. That's the target. You know, and again, that's a Sahih Hadith from Bukhari. Isn't that all of our goals? Isn't that all of our goals? To be able to get paradise, not just fame, not just fortune, but to get Jannah. I always say I'd rather have a efficiency apartment in Jannah than have a penthouse in the hellfire. You know, so we have to recognize that these things are real. This life here is just an illusion. We're only here for a minute in the terms of things in regards to eternity. If you look at when there will be no more time when we leave this plane of life, you know, when we get to Jannah, there'll be no more time. And so we, if Allah gives us 100 years on the planet, you know, that is just sort of a microcosm of what we're looking forward to in the hereafter. And that's what we have to be patient with ourselves, and we have to be patient with each other. And also, we have to be of those, you know, let us be of those who seek Jannah in a sincere manner. As the Prophet Luqman, alayhi salam, he advised his son, and be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. Indeed, the most disagreeable of sounds is the voice of the donkeys, or people who basically sound like the of the donkey. So we have to be of those who, you know, are moderate in speech, and just walk the earth in peace. Walk the earth in such a way, you know, that we are showing humility. You know, and humility is not humiliation. To be humble is not showing signs of weakness. To be humble is showing the deference to our Lord. Deference to our Lord. And that's the bottom line. To show deference to Allah. To show deference to, you know, Allah's creation. Because Allah, He is in control of all things. And that's what we have to recognize, brothers and sisters. You know, if we want to attain Jannah, you know, we have to basically take an example from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he lived in a modest way. Again, he had access to all of the wealth of the Arabian Peninsula. And what, you know, what did he do? He lived modestly. So always ask the question, how you living? How you living? رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, so grant us a victory over the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.